A senior center in Vinton was filled beyond capacity Wednesday night for a town hall for Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte of the 6th District, even though the congressman wasn't there. He declined the invitation weeks ago. Instead, event organizer Indivisible Roanoke had constituents ask questions to a cardboard cutout of their representative, which was placed before a mic'd podium.
Well, I have a request to make of you. Since you're an honorable gentleman, will you please, as an honorable man, request that Mr. Trump, that his tax returns be subpoenaed by Congress?
The mood was civil and orderly, a clear contrast to the hostile, jeering crowds facing live representatives at town halls cross-country. Instead, the cardboard served as a symbol of Goodlatte's perceived inaccessibility. Chris Gavaller of the activist group 50 Ways Rockbridge in Lexington moderated the event.
He's going to avoid situations that can make him look bad, but he needs to come out and talk to people and have a dialogue with them. That's what he's not doing. No back and forth. And I think tonight showed that people actually want to hear him.
Since 2012, Goodlatte has hosted 25 telephone town halls instead. These are recurring conference calls with potentially thousands of constituents at once who queue up to ask him live questions. Gavaller participated in one recently.
He can literally just press a button and silence the person talking. That's not dialogue.
Goodlatte isn't the only Virginia congressman to keep constituents at arm's length. Republican Representatives Barbara Comstock and Rob Whitman of Northern Virginia, plus Republican freshman Tom Garrett of Buckingham, have all said they will keep in touch with constituents through phone or online forums. Democrat Representative Don McEachin in Richmond wrote on Facebook this week that live town halls are being scheduled. In Vinton, I'm Jesse Nadler.